You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello, my friend. Welcome. Today, we're talking about five fun ideas on how to take rest for weight loss success. So if you're struggling to lose the excess weight and that stressful life, I want to talk to you about Christian moderation as a way to achieve a healthy body weight and to break free from the cycle of stress-related struggles. So the idea behind Christian moderation is you want to avoid harmful habits and detrimental substances, right? While at the same time, you're exercising self-control with the good things in life, because it is possible to get too much of a good thing, right? That's why it's good to pay attention to wisdom from the Bible. Philippians 4 verse 5 says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now, this verse underscores the importance of moderation in all aspects of life. So, if you want to break the cycle of stressful life and to achieve a healthy weight and have that success, I have five fun how to rest ideas that integrates Christian moderation into your daily routine. I love how God has made practicing moderation enjoyable, and I want to show you how. All right, so the first rest idea is give your brain a rest. Give your brain and your mind a rest from the constant buzz of technology and social media. Say, like, after 1 or 2 hours of constant looking at the computer screen, reading a book on the iPad, you want to break the cycle of that stress by getting outside, breathe the fresh air, enjoy the beauty of nature. Okay. And since exercise produces endorphins and the neurotransmitters that help cope with pain and stress, just take a 20-minute walk. This is practicing moderation, and it gives your brain a break and it rejuvenates your mind. The second rest idea is to eat breakfast at the same time every morning. Many people who want to lose weight tend to skip breakfast, thinking that it's going to help them to reduce the calories. But skipping breakfast actually puts stress on the body, and it forces the body to perform without adequate nutrition, right? So you want to break this stress cycle by starting your day off right with a nutritious breakfast and then following it up with a nutritious lunch, but eating your meals at the same time every day. So you want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and avoid those empty calories, refined sugars, and chemical additives, especially at breakfast time. Try to eat as much of the natural whole foods at breakfast, because that's the time when your body is most ready to take up nutrients. It's like hungry for those nutrients. So you don't want your body having this war trying to compete with trying to get nutrients when you're feeding it empty calories, refined sugars, and chemical additives, all right? So you want to eat the best, especially for your first meal of the day, the breakfast, right? You want to eat it slowly and you want to chew it well. Now, the idea behind regular meal times is that it's going to support your metabolism, and that's going to help with your weight loss efforts, right? So the moderation practice here is eat 2 meals a day instead of 3, unless you need that third meal due to your work demands, okay? So you want to eat for strength. The third rest idea is to break the cycle of stress on your digestive system, right? Give your body the grace of a 5-hour rest period between meals. This is going to allow your stomach time to digest and reset, get strength to take on the next meal, right? Now, that 5-hour period is the perfect time to drink your water. Drinking maybe 6 to 10 cups of water in that period of time, making sure that the water is as pure as possible between your meals, right? It's going to help your bowels to move. It's going to help to increase quality bowel movements. And this is so very important if you're trying to lose weight. This stomach rest period is going to promote good digestion and it's going to prevent overeating. Generally, it takes about 2 to 4 hours for the stomach to empty all of the contents into the small intestines. So every meal, it takes about 2 to 4 hours, depending on how much food you eat, right? And then there's also different food types have various digestive times. Meals that are rich in fiber, protein, and fats, that typically takes longer to digest, okay? The moderation practice here is to allow the stomach time to empty before you fill it up again, okay? So it's a beautiful practice in harmony with the body's natural rhythm. The fourth rest idea is to break the cycle of stress triggered by sleep loss. So if you're having trouble with sleep, you want to recognize the sacredness of sleep as a divine gift. Psalms 127 verse 2, the last part of that says that for he grants sleep to those he loves. And so this verse acknowledges God's provision of sleep as a blessing to those he loves. So if you're having trouble sleeping, you want to get to the root cause of why you are losing sleep, right? You want to examine your habits, avoid harmful practices and detrimental substances, anything like that, right? The moderation practice here is to get to bed early, right? And get 8 hours of sleep each night, allowing your body to repair and recharge and rejuvenate and regenerate, all that good stuff, right? This is going to help you to support your weight loss efforts and honor your body as the temple of God, ensuring that it functions optimally for his purpose. As far as science is concerned, it's really a mystery about why sleep is so important for us and is so important to God that he wants us to sleep. It's a mystery, but all we want to do is obey him, right? And we will get the blessings that he desires for us, okay? The rest idea number 5 is to break the cycle of stress triggered by anxiety. So you want to take the 7th day Sabbath rest. Take this time to recharge your spiritual and emotional health and enjoy the stress relief blessings that come from knowing you have a planned day to forget about the cares of life, right? God made the Sabbath for man, and especially those who take time out of their week to be with him and with other believers, and to study spiritual lessons in nature. So you need a day of rest, and you also need the blessing of knowing you are that special to God, that God made Sabbath for man. All right, well, what do you think, my friend? Will you embrace any of these ideas that I shared with you so that you can have weight loss success, a healthy body, a healthy mind, emotional vitality? It's just so many blessings that you can get just by incorporating 1 or 2 at a time. So I hope you will, my sister. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, share it with your friends. Subscribe to my channel. Tune in each week for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Peace to you and have a great day.